Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley. The FBI says search warrants were executed on the Virginia house and office of one of the CIA's top officials. The agency's number three executive, Kyle Fogo, has been under joint investigation by the FBI, the IRS, and internal government inspectors. Authorities want to know whether he intervened in contracts that were awarded to a San Diego businessman and personal friend, Brent Wilkes. Wilkes and Fogo were linked to a congressional bribery scandal through those hotel suite parties that prosecutors say were some of the bribes offered to convicted and jailed Congressman Randy Duke Cunningham. In an earlier statement, the CIA said Fogo attended occasional card games with friends, but that he, quote, insists they were nothing more. This week, Fogo announced his retirement from the spy agency after 25 years. General Michael Hayden on Capitol Hill today trying to convince senators that all NSA activities while he was in charge were lawful. The man who's been nominated to head the CIA telling reporters the National Security Agency, which he used to manage, works only to preserve the security and liberty of the American people. His visits to lawmakers, who must confirm his nomination, though, are complicated by the disclosure of the new NSA domestic surveillance. Hayden doesn't confirm those reports that a colossal database of phone records is being collected. He says NSA activities were within the law, fully explained to appropriate members of Congress, but a number of lawmakers are already saying his nomination may be in trouble. The former CEO of Quest Communications reportedly refused to share customer phone records with the NSA because he thought the request might violate federal privacy laws. Joseph Natchio's lawyer says he worried that cooperating with the NSA could violate telecommunications law because there was no warrant attached. In a statement, the attorney says Natchio refused the access because of a disinclination by the authorities to follow established legal procedure. The 2006 model year will be the last for the Hummer H1, the gas-guzzling vehicle that has drawn the anger of many environmentalists. General Motors says it will no longer make the H1 based on the military's Humvee. It's the foundation for the Hummer brand, but GM expects it'll build the last one next month. For the 2006 model year, the H1 was offered as a high-performance H1 Alpha that costs $130,000 to $140,000. They also have the H2 and a midsize H3 sport utility vehicle. This is Air America Radio News.
not mining or trolling through the personal lives of millions of innocent Americans.
And we'll keep saying that as long as we think you believe it. Hey, Truth Seekers, thank goodness it's Friday, huh? What a week. Welcome to the program. I'm Mike Malloy on Air America Radio. We apologize for last night's absolute screw-up. Who knows what happens in the age of Bush, in the age of technology, in the age of everything. Things can go wrong. If things can go wrong, they do go wrong, yada, 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 yada. I've given up trying to figure out why these problems develop, but they did develop and were serious enough last night to keep us off the air. They have been taken care of once again tonight, so let's see what happens, okay? Did everybody switch over to Quest telephone service today? Might not be the best idea, but we'll give you some more on that later. You know, given the this data mining on literally billions of phone calls made by Americans, I heard one report today that trillions, I don't know how that could be, but trillions of phone calls in the past 6 years. You don't have to be a raving paranoid lunatic to find yourself wrapping your head in tinfoil these days. I think there's going to be best-selling fashion statements, kind of like the Asian flu SARS masks a few years ago. Remember those? Put on the tinfoil and walk around. Buy stock in Alcoa, Truth Seekers, is all I'm saying. I don't know. It's just bizarre. Just bizarre. Talking about bizarre, has anyone tried to, do you have service with AT&T? Long distance service? Or local service? We made a phone call today to AT&T's main office to try to get, part of getting things straightened out here at our studio because everything was out, phones, internet, cable, everything. And we recorded. Let me play for you what we got.
Thank you for calling AT&T, where it's always a pleasure to serve you. Now please listen closely as our menu options have changed since your last call. For English, press 1. Para español, marque el número 2 y un agente del INS le asistirá pronto. For billing questions, press 1. To add new features to your account, press 2. For important new information about your privacy rights as an American citizen, press 3. For all other calls, I'm sorry, I did not recognize your response. If you're calling from your home telephone, press 1. Our records indicate that your billing address is
424 Azalea Avenue.
If this is correct, press 1. Thank you for your inquiry. Please choose from the following options to help us better direct your call. Main menu. If you did not vote in the last election, press 0. If you voted for George Bush in the last election, press 1. If you voted for another candidate, press 2. Thank you. Your call will now be routed to our Special Services Department for further assistance. Please hold on through the short series of beeps and someone will be with you shortly. Please do not hang up or change locations during this time as you will only lose your place in line. We appreciate your business and your patience. You may feel a slight vibration through your telephone during this brief connection process. Your selection indicates that you may not have voted for President Bush in the last election. If this is correct, press 1. If this is not correct, please hang up now and carefully unplug your telephone from the wall jack for a minimum of 5 minutes. If you're unsure how to do this, please press 99 and someone from our Inside Wiring Safety Department will assist you. Are you still there? Please press 1 to verify that you did not vote for the current president in the last election. Thank you for verifying your selection. Again, please do not hang up or make any unnecessary moves throughout your home, as this will only delay our ability to help you. Please hold for the next available special services operator to assist you. Thank you for your patience. As a valued customer, AT&T understands your concerns about the probable sharing of your telephone records with government entities who are trying to protect you from undue bodily harm perpetrated by evil terrorists. AT&T is committed to your safety and security, and we respect your privacy rights as defined by the President's interpretation of current law during a time of war. Because you are a concerned citizen and a valued AT&T client, you are eligible to receive a special loyalty gift free of charge. Now please continue to hold so an operator can assist you in receiving this important prize. There's no need to enter your mailing address or phone number as we have this information in our records. Please wait through the silence for further instructions. You will not incur any additional charges while you are on hold. We appreciate your patience. Your expected hold time at Gitmo is approximately
10 years.
AT&T, your private information delivered.
And that's just the way it went down. It's weird. Now, of course, I was calling from a friend's house, and you know, because we had no phone service here. And I haven't heard from him today, but evil sons of bitches. I can't get over this. I cannot wrap my very, very limited mind around what was revealed in that USA Today article yesterday. I just can't. I got a letter, an email from our senior correspondent, Chris, Minnesota. He says, he writes, this morning as I was driving to the store to get something for breakfast, I was listening to Rachel Maddow, and she was talking about Bush's excuse yesterday. Bush said something about how ordinary Americans are not being targeted. And she said, no, we're not targeting any ordinary Americans that use Quest. We're just targeting those strange Americans that use AT&T or Verizon or whatever. And then, Chris writes, it hits me like a ton of bricks. The local company here in Duluth is Quest. So my phone conversations are supposedly not being given out. This should drive everyone into the arms of Quest, right? Well, I would tell you not to switch to Quest for the following reasons. One, Quest is owned by the Carlyle Group. Who's a member of the Carlyle Group? Poppy Bush. Two, who is to say that Quest isn't giving the government the information or the access to our phone calls? Quest? I just said that Quest is owned by the Carlyle Group. The Carlyle Group isn't about to tell the truth to the American people. So think about it like this. Bush Jr. has the National Security Administration agency, whatever, get the information of phone callers that use Verizon, AT&T, Bell South, etc., and the people that have these companies as their carriers look out on the horizon and see Quest sitting there as a shining beacon, a safe harbor. This drives them straight into the arms of Quest, right? Where I think the Bushes want everyone to be anyway. And guess who makes money off of that? It's a Ponzi scheme. If money can be made while eroding civil liberties and gaining more control over the masses, which is what will happen if everyone flocks to Quest, all the better. Meanwhile, the people of this country hate this blank, 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 so intensely they want to blank, 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 blank. Thank you, Chris. Yeah. Yeah. Quest. Now, Robert Perry, writing for Consortium News today, also pointed out something. You know, Bush made two points that one can take apart a little bit when he came on the electric television the other day and reacted to the USA Today story about the NSA building this huge database, the largest in the world. The largest in the history of the human race. Hey, Republicans, you dumbasses, how do you like this? Do you like this? Huh? Yeah, well, the sicko Christian fundamentalist dominionists who have taken over the Republican Party, y'all probably do like it. But I just wonder, I used to know Republicans who believed that this sort of thing would only happen from those dirty, communist-loving Democrats. Surprise, surprise, you freaks. We tried to warn you. We tried to warn you. Anyway, Robert Perry says there are a couple of points in what Bush said the other day that are very easy to take apart and realize what he's really saying. Let's take a look at that when we come back. Say, oh, you're going to play that song? Oh, Jesus. All right, everybody stand up. All right? Stand up. Here we go. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America. Yeah!
Detroit down to Houston.
Yes, sir.
New York to L.A.
Out to L.A.
Well, there's pride in every American.
Pride!
And it's time we say.
you commie bastard. Come on, stand up. I'm proud. Jesus loves me. Yeah, I'm free. So they're listening to my phone call. So what? Yeah. I love you, George.
Cause there ain't no doubt.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Every day, Aleve helps millions of people overcome the pain of arthritis. In recognition of Arthritis Month, Aleve is bringing you one of their stories every day.
I'm Phyllis Ocean, and this is my story. When I was diagnosed, my arthritis was in my knees. I started using Aleve. You don't know how good you feel until the pain is gone.
31 people, 31 stories, 31 days of good news. That's a daily dose.
Aleve works for me.
Watch for a new story each day on national TV and AleveGoodNews.com. Use as directed for minor arthritis pain.
Who was the first automaker to introduce factory-installed safety belts and roll stability control? First to introduce emergency trunk releases and offer head and chest side airbags? And who is working on future safety innovations like lane departure warning and blind spot alert systems? It's Ford Motor Company. Ford engineers are working to help protect children, keep families safer, and save lives. Ford. Driving American innovation.
FISA law was written in 1978.
So
we're having a discussion in 2006.
Yeah, so
it's a different world.
You're right, you little rat bastard. Yeah, it doesn't count anymore. The Bible was written about 2,000 years ago. That doesn't count either, does it? Well, the section of the Bible you like was written about 5,000. Oh, I don't know. I don't even care. The video today of the FBI busting the CIA. That was real. That was great fun, wasn't it? How much more of this criminal enterprise are we going to put up? Oh, never mind. Now, back to... But I thought it was a great video. There it was. Just CNN's pipeline that I subscribe to. You ought to get it. It's only, what, 20, 25 bucks a month, something like that? A year? That's all it is, a year? Oh, my God. Okay, 25 bucks. If you don't have pipeline, you're missing something. I'm just telling you. Anyway, so I was sitting there watching on pipeline. They had the camera on the guy's house, the CIA, Fago or Lago or Doggo, whatever the hell his name is, for hours. And yeah, it was like listening to John Cage music or something. You know, you just sit there in front of your monitor, and it's hypnotic. You just watch this guy's house from the helicopter shot. Every once in a while, somebody walk in, walk out with this bag or that bag, and I'm sitting there thinking, Jesus Christ, the FBI is busting the CIA. Woo! And what was it? Didn't Bush tell us during the time that the plans were being made to attack the country, the plans that the Bush crime family was making, also to allow it to happen, that they couldn't even talk to each other, and now they're busting each other. This is astonishing. Astonishing. It's like the Night of the Long Knives, though. This is like Adolf Hitler purging, who was it, Ernst Röhm, and some of the other generals who were getting a little bit too froggy, so Hitler jumped. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. I really don't. Anyway, as Robert Perry writes in Consortium News, the statements Bush made the other day bear a little closer look. And I thought it was kind of interesting, too. The absolute utter choice of words when he said we're not mining or trolling through the personal lives of millions of innocent Americans. See, that word right there, millions. Why not just say we're not mining or trolling through the personal lives of innocent Americans? But he said millions specifically. And then he added this little bit. The privacy of ordinary Americans is fiercely protected. All our activity. Ordinary. Millions. Okay. Ordinary Americans. What is an ordinary American? Bush didn't offer an ordinary. Are you an ordinary American? He also didn't explain whether this data mining might cover thousands of people or hundreds of thousands of people. All he said was, we are not mining or trolling through the personal lives of millions. So that means they could go up to 1,999,999, and it wouldn't be millions. It would still be a million plus. You know, right? Okay. So as Perry points out, would a journalist covering national security be regarded as an ordinary American? Probably not. What about a political opponent or an anti-war activist who has criticized administration policies in the Middle East? Probably not. Now, such unordinary people, as Perry points out, might number in the tens of thousands, but, you know, maybe not into the millions. Bush is such a snake. He is such a, oh, my God, this fork-tongued little bastard. God, I hate him. Also, Perry writes, isn't it reasonable to suspect that the Bush administration would be tempted to tap into this huge database to check on, well, let's see, who might have been calling reporters at the New York Times or the Washington Post or the New Yorker or now USA Today when these national security stories have been published? Huh? Let's take a look. Hey, what do you got over there? Hey, oh, no kidding. Wow, look at that. Or... as Perry writes, during campaign 2004, wouldn't the White House political operatives have been eager to know whether, say, John Kerry had been in touch with foreign officials who might have confided that they were worried about Bush gaining a second term? And on and on. And what about calls to and from Patrick Fitzgerald, the special prosecutor, while he's investigating these murderous sons of bitches revealing the identity of Valerie Plame? And see, it just... by saying the privacy of ordinary Americans is protected and that the personal lives of millions of innocent Americans is not being mined. You see what he's done, huh? Or what is, whoever wrote this for him to say, you get out there and read it. But did you notice when he was reading it The way his eyes darted and that pale, sick, cokehead look on his face. Like, Jesus, they told me I got to read this and then I get my morning fix. It was awful. Watching it, his eyes darting, blinking. I wouldn't trust this son of a bitch to deliver my newspaper, much less be the president of the United States. Oh, my God. Oh! So there are all sorts of reasons from this Bush thug not to believe a damn thing that he said in his little speech yesterday. Just don't believe it. Don't believe it. Don't believe it. These people are liars. They're incipient totalitarians. And they have begun seriously to consolidate the power. Now, what do we do about it? We're going to talk about that tonight. Paranoia strikes deep. This is Air America. Into your life it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Hey, Truth Seekers, Mike Malloy here. Are you as alarmed as I am by the assault on our freedoms by the religious right? An essential element of freedom is the right to choose or reject religious beliefs. And this is why I fully support the Freedom From Religion Foundation as it takes the lead in challenging the growing threat from the religious right in the United States. If you'd like further information on the dangers of living in a theocracy, please call 800-335-4021. 800-335-4021 or visit their website, ffrf.org.
Whether you have health insurance or not, chances are you don't have dental or vision coverage. But now, with the Optimum Health Discount Card, you and your family can get substantial savings of up to 60% off every time you visit your dentist or eye care professional. Because this is not insurance, everyone is accepted, even if you or your family members have pre-existing conditions. For only $9.95 a month, you, your spouse, and your children are all covered. Your membership includes access to our combined nationwide network of over 75,000 participating dentists and eye care professionals. Call right now and we'll also include for free the RX Saver discount prescription card. The RX Saver is accepted in most pharmacies nationwide and provides savings of up to 60% off most medications. Call our toll-free number now at 1-866-333-3000. That's 1-866-333-3000. Use the Optimum Health discount card risk-free for 30 days and start saving now on all of your dental and vision care needs. Call 1-866-333-3000. Again, 1-866-333-3000.
Every day, Aleve helps millions of people overcome the pain of arthritis. In recognition of Arthritis Month, Aleve is bringing you one of their stories every day.
I'm Phyllis Ocean. This is my story. When I was diagnosed, my arthritis was in my knees. I started using Aleve. You don't know how good you feel until the pain is gone.
31 people, 31 stories, 31 days of good news. That's a daily dose.
Aleve works for me.
Watch for a new story each day on national TV and AleveGoodNews.com. Use as directed for minor arthritis pain.
civil liberties by monitoring the program on a regular basis, by having the folks at NASA, the legal team, as well as the Inspector General, monitor the program.
NASA?
And we're briefing Congress.
You're briefing who? Trent Lott and Mitch McConnell? Two drooling, knuckle-dragging white Southerners? Now, remember, again, back to what Perry wrote today, Bush asserted so-called plenary or unlimited powers as commander-in-chief after the September 11th attacks on this country that Bush and his crime family were involved in. And at that point, he said, well, there are no legal requirements now for me to get a warrant through the special FISA court before I can eavesdrop on people because I'm the president. I have unlimited powers and we're in a time of war. So, you know, for Bush to go on and say that things are done legally is just an absolute lie. Now, after making that decision, Bush lied to conceal what he had done. On April 20, 2004, he told a crowd in Buffalo, New York, that warrants were still required for all wiretaps. You see, he says he doesn't need them. Then he says, oh, yeah, they're still required. And he also said in Buffalo, by the way, anytime, this is a quote, by the way, anytime you hear the United States government talking about wiretaps, it requires, a wiretap requires a court order. Nothing has changed, by the way. When we're talking about chasing down terrorists, we're talking about getting a court order before we do so, end quote. Now, that is a flagrant lie. It's just everything that comes out of these bastards' mouths are lies. Everything. I don't care who it is. Anyone associated with this government. Whatever they tell you is a lie. Every single thing. Now, after the Times disclosed back in December... This warrantless wiretapping program that the Times had been sitting on for 2 years. Bush continued to misrepresent the program, calling it limited to, quote, taking known Al-Qaeda numbers from some known Al-Qaeda people, and just trying to find out why the phone calls are being made, unquote. Now, think about that. What are we supposed to believe? That somebody in the Bush administration has a little book with all of Al-Qaeda's phone numbers? And that's all they do. Data mine through millions of billions of calls. All right, now see if you can find Murray Hill 62413. Murray Hill 62413. Because that's the number of an Al-Qaeda guy who lives in lower Manhattan and in the basement of a Chinese restaurant where he works washing bean sprouts. So see if you can find that number, Murray 60547, whatever the hell I just said. Jesus God! Now, even before the disclosures in USA Today yesterday, it's been crystal clear, hasn't it, that this thug's spying program is 1,000 times bigger than he's ever let on. The operation was reportedly big enough to generate thousands of tips every month, which were passed on to the FBI. But you know the catch in that. According to the New York Times, quote, virtually all of the tips, current and former officials say, led to dead ends or innocent Americans. The quote goes on, FBI officials repeatedly complained to the spy agency that the unfiltered information was swamping investigators. Some FBI officials and prosecutors also thought the checks, which sometimes involved interviews by agents, were pointless. Pointless intrusions on Americans' privacy. The stated goal, as Perry points out, of tracking phone numbers that had been called by Al-Qaeda operatives could be easily done with warrants from the FISA court. There'd be no need to compile every personal business call made by 200 million Americans. And as USA Today reported, it's the largest database ever assembled in the world. And the program's goal is to create a database of every call ever made within the nation's borders. And Perry winds up his comments today by saying, in describing Bush's policies over the past several years, the word Orwellian has sometimes been overused, but a government decision to electronically warehouse the trillions of phone numbers called by its citizens over their lifetimes is the essence of George Orwell's Big Brother nightmare. Yes, Robert, It is that. It's incredible. but it's also funny. You know, I'm going to laugh my ass into one of these prison camps. That have you heard today now? Everything is going according to plan. Remember, a year or so ago, word got out that FEMA was refurbishing the detention camps in the United States, all sorts of detention camps, and then word got out that, well, it's for a huge incarceration, temporary incarceration of illegals before they get remember? Now they're moving the military to the borders of this country. Is that to seal people out or seal people in? Now, Verizon. All this information about Verizon and AT&T and who is the other one, Kathy? Bell South. A guy named William P. Barr is the executive vice president and general counsel of Verizon. Executive vice president and general counsel. The executive VP post doesn't mean a damn thing. General counsel means everything. Everything. Here he is, William Barr. He heads the legal, regulatory, and government affairs group of Verizon. Now, what about this guy? Well, he was Attorney General. William P. Barr was the Attorney General of the United States under George Herbert Walker Bush from 1991 to 1993. Attorney General, just like Gonzalez is now. From 1982 to 1983, William P. Barr served on the White House domestic policy staff under President Reagan. And from 1973 to 1977... he was with the CIA, and he now heads Verizon. Oh, Jesus H. Christ! The CIA runs Verizon! Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Now, that's not all on William P. Barr. He is also on the board, an advisor to the gambling freak, former addicted secretary, still addicted Secretary of Education, thug, right-wing, shill, piece of human waste, William Bennett's Americans for Victory Over Terrorism. Yeah, there's an organization. William Bennett runs it. Americans for Victory Over AVOT. And Barr, the head of Verizon, is on the board, an advisor to Americans for Victory Over Terrorism. Oh, God. Now, Americans for Victory Over Terrorism, you want to hear a couple of their statements of principle? You can find this. Go to their website. One, America is confronted with an enemy no less dangerous and no less determined than the twin menaces of fascism and communism we faced in the 20th century. As we were victorious over them, so we must prevail in this, the first war of the 21st century. Sound familiar? AVOT will, as its first task, remind citizens of the paramount importance of this effort. Two, the radical Islamists who attacked us did so because of our democratic ideals, our belief in a practice of liberty and equality. AVOT will take to task those who blame America first. That would be people like me. And who do not understand or are unwilling to defend our fundamental principles. Three, America's foreign policy. Blah, blah, blah. Four, in this war, our closest and most trusted allies must be. Blah, blah, blah. Five, by President Bush's declaration to Congress, America is at war. AVOT will inform Americans about nations who pose a threat to us or to help those that threaten us. Five, six, seven, eight, nine, a necessary front in this war is the battle for international public opinion. Americans for Victory Over Terrorism will support radio, television, and other mass media. Ha, ha, ha. To show how America has stood up for Muslims and other persecuted peoples throughout the years and try to explain the values of democracy. 10, finally, we must understand our enemies better. This is astonishing. This is the general counsel of Verizon. This is the mission statement of the organization that on which he sits with William Bennett and a whole host of right-wingers. Americans for Victory Over Terrorism also has a distinct American Zionist link and flavor to it. Here these bastards are again. Huh? every place you turn in American foreign policy, there they are. And here they are. Project for a New American Century, go to their website. Look at the names. Do a Google on each one. Self-avowed. I'm not calling names here. These are people who define themselves as Zionists. Now, there's nothing wrong with that, except when it hijacks American foreign policy and we find ourselves in two, three. How many wars are we going to be in? How many? So here you have it. William P. Barr, George Herbert Walker Bush's attorney general, CIA agent, and now he's the general counsel. The general counsel of Verizon. Can you hear me yet? Can you hear me now?
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio. The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Every day, Aleve helps millions of people overcome the pain of arthritis. In recognition of Arthritis Month, Aleve is bringing you one of their stories every day.
I'm Phyllis Ocean. This is my story. When I was diagnosed, my arthritis was in my knees. I started using Aleve. You don't know how good you feel until the pain is gone.
31 people, 31 stories, 31 days of good news. That's a daily dose.
Aleve works for me.
Watch for a new story each day on national TV and AleveGoodNews.com. Use as directed for minor arthritis pain.
Okay, class, let's get back to vocabulary. Who can use the word rich in a sentence? Allison?
I like the rich colors of autumn leaves.
Very good. Kenny?
Rich chocolate Ovaltine rocks.
Okay, Kenny, try another one.
Ovaltine has a rich chocolatey taste. It's rich in nutrition, and it's richer in vitamins and minerals than Nesquik powder.
I get the point, Kenny. You love your Ovaltine, but...
That's rich chocolate Ovaltine, Mrs. McGee.
Got it.
More Ovaltine, please.
At the same as we protected the American people using the Patriot Act, we've also protected their civil liberties.
It's about 9 before the hour. As easy as it is to get information on people like this Robert P. Barr. Is that, yeah, Robert P. Barr. Not to be confused with Bob Barr, the former Nazi from, or William P. Barr, I'm sorry, William P. Barr, not to be confused with Bob Barr, former representative from here in Georgia. But as easy as it is to get information, the information was sent to me, and I did not have time to check it about Quest being owned by, or a substantial part of it owned by, the Carlyle Group. And my source is impeccable, and I do believe it's true. But if you are listening to the program tonight and not really busy, if you're just kicking back, why don't you check that out for me and send me an email? I hate to have to come on the air and say, I screwed up again. And if you don't feel like doing it, don't. I'll do it over the weekend. But if somebody out there wants to make a stab at it, Quest and the Carlyle Group, what the connection is. By the way, two New Jersey public interest lawyers late this afternoon sued Verizon Communications for $5 billion, claiming the phone company, phone carrier, violated privacy laws by turning over phone records to the National Security Agency for this surveillance program. These two attorneys filed the lawsuit this afternoon in Federal District Court in Manhattan, where Verizon is headquartered. I wonder if there are going to be any demonstrations in Midtown Manhattan or wherever in Manhattan, where Verizon has its home office. Yeah, wouldn't it be nice if 20,000-30,000 people showed up and just clogged the street out in front of this hellhole of fascism? It is fascism. It is fascism. This is like what the German industrialists did for Hitler with the help of George Bush's grandfather. Exactly the same thing. Exactly. Anyway, the attorneys, the lawsuit asked the court to stop Verizon from turning over any more records to the NSA without a warrant. Without a warrant! As the law dictates. Or consent of the subscriber. Hi, I'm Mike Malloy. I use Verizon. Yes, please check all of my phone calls. Every single thing I do. Come on, give me a break. The lawsuit says this is the largest and most vast intrusion of civil liberties we've ever seen in the United States. Did you hear that? They're trying to get the lawsuit certified as class action. Now, if you think that's a little bit hard to deal with. Raw Story is reporting NSA whistleblower is going to expose some more unlawful activity. And the quote is, quote, people are going to be shocked, end quote. Now, this is Raw Story picked this up from Congress Daily. That publication reports that former NSA staffer Russell Tice will testify to the Senate Armed Services Committee next week that not only do employees at the agency believe the activities they are being asked to perform are unlawful, but that what has been disclosed so far is only the tip of the iceberg. Tice will tell Congress that former NSA head General Michael Hayden, Bush's nominee to be the next CIA director, oversaw more illegal activity that has yet to be disclosed. Blah, blah, blah. It goes on here. Nothing specific. Tice says he plans to tell the committee staffers the NSA conducted illegal and unconstitutional surveillance of U.S. citizens while he was there with the knowledge of Hayden. Now, it goes on. We're not talking about the phone stuff here. And this is where this Tice gets a little dodgy until he has some sort of legal protection. He says his information is different from the terrorist surveillance program that Bush acknowledged in December and what had been reported by the Times, the Post, and now USA Today. He says, quote, it's an angle that you haven't heard about yet. He went on to say he would not confirm or deny if his allegations involved the illegal use of space systems and satellites. Jesus Christ.
Where's Will Smith and Gene Hackman?
I don't know.
Wasn't this a movie? Didn't I see this before?
I think you did. this guy is hinting that the information he's going to reveal might have involved the illegal use of space-based satellites and systems to spy on U.S. citizens. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Okay, well. And then the Washington Post ABC poll, which just caused me to get a crick in my neck today and made me write the blog I wrote at our blog site at Air America. Majority of Americans initially, they put a modifier in there, support this NSA program, according to the, the monitoring, the surveillance, the stealing of privacy, according to this Washington Post ABC News poll. The new survey found that 63% of Americans said they found the NSA program to be an acceptable way to investigate terrorism, including 44% who strongly support the effort. Another 35% said the program was unacceptable, which included 24% who strongly objected to it. I'm in the 1% who wants to give the middle finger to everybody involved in this. These freaking phone companies, can you believe this? These telecommunications companies, did you ever think... Well, I don't know. Maybe you did. I still believed that there was something left that was not being surveilled. You know, the USA Patriot Act gives these sons of bitches the right to come into your home without a warrant, physically come into your home, and look at whatever they want to look to, leave, and don't leave a trace. How do you feel, Truth Seeker? How do you feel here in the sixth year of George W. Bush? How do you feel, huh? Talk to me. This is Air America. We'll be right back.
Ah! God!
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Katie Rodan. Dr. Kathy Fields and I created Proactive Solution because acne is the number one problem we see in our practices. As dermatologists, we treat acne as a physical condition. But what really affected us was seeing the emotional toll acne takes. So maybe you're the one with the breakouts. You shy away from social situations. You avoid being photographed. Or you won't leave the house without makeup. So what's preventing you from trying Proactiv? My guess is that you're afraid. You're afraid that it just won't work. Afraid to get your hopes up, only to be disappointed. This time you don't have to worry. We are so confident that Proactiv will work for you that I'm offering you a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Solution.
Just call 1-800-426-0651 and you'll become a believer. Let Proactiv prove it. Call 1-800-426-0651 for your risk-free trial. Call 1-800-426-0651. Call now.
I'm Bill Crowley. An inspector general is investigating Housing and Urban Development Secretary Alfonso Jackson's comments to a business group that he rejected an ad contract because the contractor had criticized George Bush. The spokesman for HUD's inspector general said the agency is, quote, reviewing this matter and will look to the facts and any applicable law or requirements. Jackson issued an apology on Wednesday saying he made up the story. Meantime, the Congressional Research Service issued a memorandum saying it would violate federal law, perhaps the Constitution, to deny a contract to somebody because of his or her political affiliation. The massive floodgates designed to protect New Orleans from the type of storm surges that breached the levees during Hurricane Katrina may not be installed until July. That's more than a month after hurricane season starts. But the Army Corps of Engineers saying today it has a plan to reinforce the levees if another major storm threatens earlier than that. The Corps is installing the floodgates to protect the levees along three major drainage canals that channel rainfall from city streets into Lake Pontchartrain. During Katrina, the storm surge caused the lake to rise. Those levees collapsed, inundating large parts of the city. Louisiana Senator David Vitter, a Republican, called the announcement a huge disappointment, and he said the Corps leadership had, quote, completely failed. First Lady Laura Bush says as a new hurricane season nears, the Gulf Coast states are rebuilding brick by brick, house by house. In a speech to the Red Cross, she praised the group today. But the Red Cross was blocked by federal authorities to have complete access to the devastated areas after Katrina. The aid group has been having major problems. The Red Cross was charged with being insensitive to racial and ethnic minorities and the poor displaced by Katrina and Rita. The Red Cross is officially under investigation by the Attorney General of Louisiana for allegations that volunteers diverted money and supplies meant for hurricane victims in New Orleans. And the Red Cross came under widespread criticism because its public service phone lines couldn't handle all the calls last year. Meanwhile, the head of the International Red Cross today deplored the Bush administration's refusal to allow its delegates to visit detainees in secret detention. The response from the Bush administration, we don't have to. A State Department spokesman says the U.S. is not required by the Geneva Conventions to give the International Committee of the Red Cross access to all of those prisoners. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
Welcome back. Malloy on Air America. All right. Thank you. No more Quest research. You folks have done it. There are a couple of things here. There is an Indian company, a South Asian Indian company, Quest, Q-U-E-S-T, that the Carlyle Group is involved with. But Quest, the phone service provider here in the United States, yes, Quest Communications International Incorporated, this is September 9, 2003, announced it has completed the sale of the final phase of its directory services to an entity owned by the private equity firm, the Carlyle Group, and Welsh, Carson, Anderson, and Stowe. This was the second part of a $7 billion deal that was put together in August of 2002, I believe, when the company, Quest, said it would sell its publishing and directory service to a new entity formed by the private equity firms of the Carlyle Group and other Welsh, Carson, Anderson, and Stowe. All right, that's from one of our, this is from Scott, sent me that, and Mary in Myrtle Beach sent me this. An overlooked story makes sense now. The Carlyle Group and Welsh, Carson, Close, Quest, Dex, East deal. Formerly thought to be benign, this transaction provides the Carlyle Group with personal and business data, profitable for reselling to John Poindexter's Total Information Awareness System. Well, yeah. And, Jesus. And then Russ in Minneapolis says, Carlyle Group bought Dex Media from Quest and does not have substantial ownership stake in Quest itself. Dex Media was the Yellow Pages publishing arm of Quest. This was done when Quest was in financial difficulties and needed to raise cash, blah, 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 blah. And then this one from Florence in Rainier, Washington. The Carlyle Group is connected to Quest through its investment and partnership with a company called CityNet. CityNet. Now, I didn't have time to check that one out. But, yeah, well, that's good enough for me. So Quest Communications, or whatever the hell it's called now, run by a neo-fascist. I just told you who their general – no, that's Verizon. Run by an organization that says – well, we didn't sell out. I wonder why. Or perhaps they did. But the Carlyle Group, put together in the 80s, all these neo-fascists who are part of the Carlyle Group, Americans, Brits, is a very select group, private equity firm that buys and sells wars, natural resources of countries, destroys environments, has people murdered. On and on. The Carlyle Group is probably the most predatory group of capitalists ever to come together. You know, the stereotypical bad guy capitalists, the ones that Marx used to write about, just really predatory, evil bastards who don't care who they kill or what they destroy in order to make a profit. Unbelievable, the Carlyle Group. So the connection is there. It is deliberate. It is deep into Quest, and it's ongoing. So to put a cap on this, to quote a song, they've got their dirty little fingers in everybody's pies. There's no safe corporations anymore, sorry to say. You know, I mentioned the other night, I posted on my message board and on Democratic Underground what had happened, why we were off the air, and I said in addition to being really whacked one way or another, my brand new what's this computer? Dell computer, yada yada, you know, got hit also, and immediately got about 40 emails about Dell. I know about Dell, I really do. And the way I got this computer is a long story, and I'm not going to go into it. And I'm not saying it's stolen or hot or taken off of some boxcar coming through Atlanta, but I know about Dell. I understand. So no, but what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Is there any safe corporations anymore? They got satellites that can track every time you leave your home to go to the grocery store. I think that's what this guy is going to reveal in congressional testimony next week. They got the Diebold systems to screw with your vote. Telecom, satellites, it just doesn't stop. There's no privacy. And here's the terrible part. Our elected representatives in the House and the Senate I'm talking about the Democrats, not these sick sons of bitches that represent the Armageddonist Party, the Republicans. But the Democrats just handed it over to them after 9/11. Just turned it over. Here you go. Everybody except Russ Feingold, right? Here you are. Yeah, USA Patriot. Okay, here you are. Take it. Okay. The hard part is getting it back. How do we get it back short of violence? That's the part I don't know. I don't know. Power that has been collected to this degree by anybody. I don't care if they're Russian, German, American, Japanese, Chinese. Power collected to this degree is never, ever, ever willingly relinquished. You know it as well as I do if you read history, even a cursory reading of history. You understand this. You know this. Now, we have been fortunate in that as power was amassed like this, we at least had the illusion that we were switching masters. We at least had the illusion that we could fight against this collection of power, this centralizing of everything by resisting politically, by resisting at the ballot box, by resisting by the people we sent to Congress, by taking to the streets, by peacefully demonstrating, by petitioning the government for redress of our grievances, by exercising free speech. Right? God damn it, that's the way I was brought up, to believe that. That's the way I was brought up. How about you? Now what do we do? What do we do? Wait until November and try to vote in some weak-ass Democrats who may or may not stop this? And how do we know that the Democrats that we vote for will have the votes registered? I am so fed up with this. Aren't you? I am so sick of this. Every single freaking day, we get another revelation of how these bastards are slowly tightening the noose around my neck and your children and my children. And setting it up so it cannot be broken. Now, what are we going to do about it? What are we going to do about it?
There does seem to be a bit of good news in the news lately about Diebold. It looks like there may be a serious investigation into their shady software. And it also looks like Karl Rove is going down, down, down.
You know, Kathy, I don't give a rat's ass about Karl Rove. I couldn't care less. I hope the son of a bitch slips and falls in the shower and can't get it up for the rest of his life. I don't care about Karl Rove. I really don't. I have focused so much attention on this little rat bastard. I don't care what Karl Rove does. He's vermin. He's a termite. What I care about is this collection of power that's going on. Karl Rove is a cheap, two-bit, whorish political operative. His power rests in dictating how elections are stolen, which is only a small part of it. Screw Karl Rove. I hope he goes to prison. I'm not saying, I don't. Greg Palast, writing today as a Buzz Flash. He says, I know you're shocked. Shocked that George Bush is listening in on your phone calls without a warrant. That's nothing, and it's not news. 5 years ago, Greg Palast discovered that Choice Point, remember that, had already gathered 16 billion, with a B, data files on Americans. They're paid to keep an eye on you because the FBI can't. It's too big. Now, who are these guys selling George Bush a piece of you? Who is Choice Point? You know, those are the people who went into Florida and removed voters from the voter lists. They're based right here in the Atlanta, Georgia area. Huh? A little bit about Choice Point when we come back, and then we're going to open up the phones and see what you got to say. Because I've just about reached the limit of what I can say here without causing myself to be arrested. So stick around. Phone number is 866-303-2270.
I don't mean to bust your groove. Think it's time we made a move. Freedom isn't free tonight.
listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Whether you have health insurance or not, chances are you don't have dental or vision coverage. But now, with the Optimum Health Discount Card, you and your family can get substantial savings of up to 60% off every time you visit your dentist or eye care professional. Because this is not insurance, everyone is accepted, even if you or your family members have pre-existing conditions. For only $9.95 a month, you, your spouse, and your children are all covered. Your membership includes access to our combined nationwide network of over 75,000 participating dentists and eye care professionals. Call right now and we'll also include for free the RX Saver discount prescription card. The RX Saver is accepted in most pharmacies nationwide and provides savings of up to 60% off most medications. Call our toll-free number now at 1-866-333-3000. That's 1-866-333-3000. Use the Optimum Health discount card risk-free for 30 days and start saving now on all of your dental and vision care needs. Call 1-866-333-3000. Again, 1-866-333-3000.
Conservatives love to hate. It's Mike Malloy.
21 past the hour. I know the phone calls are starting to back up here. I know people have been on hold, and I'm going to get to you as quickly as I can. There's just a few more things I got to get in here. Going back to Greg Palast's piece for Buzzflash today, Who are the people selling George Bush a piece of us? Choice Point. Palace writes, Choice Point's board has more Republicans than a Palm Beach country club. And it goes on. You can find this. Go to buzzsplash.com. You'll find it. But he says, I first ran across these guys in 2000 in Florida when our BBC team discovered the list of 94,000 so-called felons that Catherine Harris had ordered removed from Florida's voter rolls before the election. Virtually every voter purged was innocent of any crime, except in most cases, voting while black. Who came up with this electoral hit list that gave Bush the White House? Choice Point! Now, Choice Point is the one that sorts through this information collected by these three giant telecom companies. It is Choice Point that is collating the information and handing it on. Now, for you people out there who happen to be listening tonight who say you don't care because you got nothing to hide, you sorry sons of bitches, don't you get it? Choice Point can make up stuff about you. Anything. It doesn't matter if you have something to hide or not. It's what the government thinks, whether or not you have something to hide or not. Don't you get that? My God! Well, I don't see anything wrong with the government doing this. I ain't got nothing to hide. That's not for you to decide, half-wit! If the government decides you have something to hide, if the government decides, the Bush crime family decides that you've been writing the wrong emails, making the wrong phone calls, thinking the wrong thoughts, then they will decide if you are worth a visit. 65% of the American public, damn you people, you're selling my country out. Why don't you leave? Why don't you form some little dictatorship someplace? Or else educate yourself as to what's going on here. There is no threat against the United States from these half-witted Al-Qaeda types. Ugh.
Oh, and by the way, the Bin Laden family is deeply involved in the Carlyle Group also. All right. The other day, before Bush got to the podium with his lying, thrown-together statement, which did not address this enormous database the phone companies have turned over to his SS. Several members of the Senate Judiciary Committee had a chance to react to the story in USA Today. I want you to hear from two of them, Arlen Specter and Patrick Leahy. Damn it. This is from yesterday morning. First, Arlen Specter, who is the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee.
It is reported that AT&T, Verizon, and Bell South have provided information which, according to the news report, reaches billions of domestic calls and provides extensive information into the communication habits of millions of Americans, and that there is a, as they put it, a massive database on America's phone calls. The committee will be having an additional hearing, a fifth hearing on the subject, and we will be calling upon AT&T, Verizon, and Bell South, as well as others, to see some of the underlying facts. When we can't find out from the Department of Justice or other administration officials, we're going to call on those telephone companies to provide information to try to figure out what is going on.
To try to figure out exactly what is going on. This is the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee. He's a member of the party in power. To try to figure out exactly what is going on. I'll tell you what's going on, Mr. Specter. What's going on is we are reaching the culmination, the peak
of the consolidation of power that you and your stinking, filthy party have enabled in this country for the past 25 or 30 years, with a lot of help from these filthy, stinking right-wing Democrats. So when you sit there and say, oh, we got to find out what's going on, oh, please, stop. Give me a break, Spectre. You know damn good and well what's going on. You know exactly what's going on. So have your toy committee hearing. This will be fun. Are you going to swear him in, Spectre, or are you going to let him sit there like you let Gonzalez sit there? Not under oath. What are you going to do, Spectre?
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
You're on the Ovaltine Nutrition Hotline with nutritionist Felicia Stoller.
Hi, I just found out that I'm lactose intolerant, but I love chocolate milk. Can I still use Ovaltine?
You sure can. Just add rich chocolate Ovaltine to your lactose-free milk. Not only does Ovaltine make lactose-free milk taste better, it also makes it better for you. That's because rich chocolate Ovaltine has 16 vitamins and minerals. So turn lactose-free milk into delicious chocolate milk that's really nutritious with rich chocolate Ovaltine.
More Ovaltine, please!
Hey, True Seekers, Mike Malloy here. Are you as alarmed as I am by the assault on our freedoms by the religious right? An essential element of freedom is the right to choose or reject religious beliefs. And this is why I fully support the Freedom From Religion Foundation as it takes the lead in challenging the growing threat from the religious right in the United States. If you'd like further information on the dangers of living in a theocracy, please call 800-335-4021. 800-335-4021 or visit their website, ffrf.org.
Some of the best minds in the automotive industry, using some of the most sophisticated design facilities. Engineers from Ford Motor Company are working together on a common mission, creating safer cars for our families and our children. Ford is renewing its commitment to driving American innovation. At the core of that effort is your safety, because every single life saved is worth it. Ford, driving American innovation.
Every day, Aleve helps millions of people overcome the pain of arthritis. In recognition of Arthritis Month, Aleve is bringing you one of their stories every day.
I'm Phyllis Ocean, and this is my story. When I was diagnosed, my arthritis was in my knees. I started using Aleve. You don't know how good you feel until the pain is gone.
31 people, 31 stories, 31 days of good news. That's a daily dose.
Aleve works for me.
Watch for a new story each day on national TV and AleveGoodNews.com. Use as directed for minor arthritis pain.
I don't email, however. And there's a reason. I don't want you reading my personal stuff.
I was so pissed off a few minutes ago. I may have made the reference to William P. Barr as having something to do with Quest. And no, absolutely not. As I stated earlier when I first started talking about this freak, he is vice president and general counsel of Verizon. And he's a member of this group put together by William Bennett, that another one of these religious right fanatic, dominionist, Armageddonist. All right, back to these Senate Judiciary Committee members. All right, you heard from Arlen Specter, who sounded like he was, trying to have a bowel movement while he was talking. I know the guy's had cancer. I know he's been through the treatments. But Jesus, God in heaven, he just found out, according to him, that millions upon millions upon millions of phone calls in this country and citizens in this country are having their phone calls logged. And he sits there and, the committee will be having an additional hearing, a fifth hearing on the subject. All right, now listen to Patrick Leahy, the ranking Democrat on the Judiciary Committee, with his apparent astonishment. Oh, I know, Patrick Leahy's a good guy. Okay, let's all cheer the good guy. So here's another, how long has he been a senator? How long has he been in Washington? And he wants you and me to believe, doesn't he, that the first he's heard about this is from USA Today. Oh, give me a break.
Our own government won't answer questions.
Because you don't ask them.
Either this committee or any committee in the House and the Senate has gotten adequate answers. The Attorney General comes here, he refuses to answer.
Oh.
He stonewalls. And then even after he stonewalls, he subsequently sends a letter saying, in addition to my stonewall, let me clarify my stonewall. My words, not necessarily his, but the same thing. Let me clarify my answers. Now, he wasn't required to be under oath, but whether under oath or not, somebody ought to tell the truth, and they ought to answer questions.
Oh, Jesus.
Look at this headline. That is what the chairman referred to. NSA has massive database of Americans' phone calls. For shame on us. And being so far behind and being so willing to rubber stamp anything this administration does, the Republican-controlled Congress refuses to ask questions, and so we have to pick up the paper to find out what is going on.
No, you don't. No, you don't, Senator. All you have to do is take a look at the record of you Democrats. Every single right-wing neo-fascist son of a bitch that this administration has presented to you, you have passed on through. I don't care what the appointment is. A cabinet appointment, a judicial appointment, a Supreme Court appointment. It doesn't make any difference. And you, Patrick Leahy, and the rest of the Senate Democrats have said to the American public, oh, well, we don't want to make waves on this one. We're saving our heavy artillery for when George Bush does something really bad. Screw you, Leahy! You're part of the problem. How dare you sit there mumbling over your oatmeal about what you found in USA Today? You don't have to pick up the paper to find out what's going on any more than this brain-dead freak who chairs your committee. You people know what's going on. You are part of it. You made it happen. How did you vote on the USA Patriot Act, Leahy? How did you vote on giving Bush the power to go into Iraq? And don't give me this crap about the intelligence was bad. You half-witted moron. Are you meaning to tell me you're a United States senator and you sat there and you went along and you believed this crap? We have to pick up the paper to find out what's going on. No, you don't, Leahy. Look at your voting record. Go back through the congressional record. Look at what you half-witted morons said and did as you turned over democracy in this country to these neo-fascists. To hell with you, Leahy. To hell with you. And to hell with your partner. To hell with all of you. Well, let's plead ignorant. Yeah, let's pretend like, oh, we're Senate Democrats. Let us pretend like we didn't know what was going on. Oh, my goodness, really? They're doing this? Oh. Now, while all this was going on, after he made his little rabbit, bouncy-eyed statement, Bush, that morning, Bush went on to give the, are you ready for this? The commencement address at the Mississippi Gulf Coast Community College. Oh, for Christ's sake. Now, I've got nothing against two-year associate degrees in anything, whether it's how to unbend a fender or how to get a nursing degree. You know, okay, that's fine. But people who go to community colleges, I don't know. Maybe it's all changed. People that go to community colleges don't go there so they'll have fond memories of their college days. They go there because it's convenient. They go there because the Bush crime family has made a four-year baccalaureate degree impossible. The cost of it impossible. They go there because it's near the house. It's where they can take a bus. It's where they can get a skill that's immediately marketable for $30,000 a year. So George Bush shows up to give a commencement address at a community college. I'm not knocking it. I'm not knocking it. Christ, I wish I had an associate degree. I'm just saying.
I don't think any of the Ivy League schools want him, A, and B, I think this is one of the few places he feels like he might not be protested.
Yeah, well, you're probably right.
He's lucky if he's giving him at kindergartens these days with, what is it now, a 29% rating?
Okay, so on his way to the Mississippi Gulf Coast Community College to deliver the commencement address. He's forced to put down the pre-flight Halcyon and the Jack Daniels and the Game Boy and go in front of the camera to try to calm the rising fires of the latest scandal. So he stood out there. Did you see him? Did you see the pasty look on his, the twitch, the eyeballs rolling? So he gets down to Mississippi Gulf Coast Community College and he makes a little speech. Now notice how in this mini-speech, Bush never addresses, never brings up what is all over the country at that exact moment. The fact that personal data collected on tens of millions of Americans without their knowledge or permission.
After September the 11th, I vowed to the American people that our government would do everything within the law
God.
To protect them against another terrorist attack.
Oh, thank you, George.
As part of this effort, I authorized the National Security Agency to intercept the international communications of people with known links to Al-Qaeda and related terrorist organizations. In other words, if Al-Qaeda or their associates are making calls into the United States or out of the United States, we want to know what they're saying.
Okay, now, I may give the impression that we're going to play a clip of what he said at the commencement address. No, sorry, my bad. What you're hearing here is a statement, obviously, before he went down to the great Mississippi Gulf Coast Community College. Okay, I'm not trying to beat up on Mississippi Gulf Coast Community College, and I'm not an elitist. Like I said, I wish I had an associate degree. But this is when he's standing there with that statement. He wants us to believe there are 200 million Al-Qaeda members in the United States? Jesus Christ. Okay, here's the second one.
First, our intelligence activities strictly target Al-Qaeda and their known affiliates.
You lying bastard!
Al-Qaeda is our enemy, and we want to know their plans.
Well, listen in on my phone calls then.
Second, the government does not listen to domestic phone calls without court approval.
You liar!
Third, the intelligence activities I authorized are lawful and have been briefed to appropriate members of Congress, both Republican and Democrat.
Why are we playing this?
Fourth, the privacy of ordinary Americans is fiercely protected in all our activities.
Jesus Christ.
We're not mining or trolling through the personal lives of millions of innocent Americans.
Shut up. All right, Kathy, I don't want to play the last one because it's just garbage. I'm just sick of it. Sick of this guy.
You know what I kind of find interesting, something that I'd forgotten, and I used to think it's so puzzling. Every time he goes out to make these little interesting speeches about the prescription drug program or Medicare or reforming it, he always talks about the importance of docs keeping records on the internet and on computers, and why, you know, it's costing all this money to have handwritten records. And I think, ah, so when he gets done reading your phone call transcripts, he can look at your medical file.
Yeah. CNN's Jack Cafferty over the past couple of months has had a real baptism by fire. Talk about somebody having their epiphany on the road to Damascus. When Cafferty used to sit in on that useless CNN morning program, it's still useless, but it was more useless before they brought the two O'Briens to center stage. Cafferty used to have a reputation of being the curmudgeon and kind of the right-wing scold, you know, the conservative scold. That's my role. I'm going to be the conservative scold. Well, Jack Cafferty has a 180. You all know what I'm talking about. And I just want to read what he said the other day because we don't have the sound. We could get the sound, but to hell with it. You want to get the sound? Nah, I'll just read it. All right? Stick around. Then we're going to start your phone calls. So stay with us. I'm Mike Boyle. No 1984 tonight, so we get an extra, what do you usually take, about 16 minutes to read the segment? I miss it already. We don't have to read 1984. We're living it. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Avacor, now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with the first application.
I'm 20 years old and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Avacor and my hair stopped falling out. It's working.
Well, I'm 72 years old and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Avacor really worked.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Avacor works. An Avacor Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now and find out how you can get 3 months of Avacor free with your order. Call 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420. This is a limited time offer, so call right now. 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420.
He's a liberal with a microphone, and that makes him dangerous. It's more Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
It's about 10 before the hour. CNN's Jack Cafferty the other day, and I think I was in the room when he was saying this, but I was doing something else. Wolf Blitzer tossed it to Cafferty, saying, "Some wisdom from Jack Cafferty, New York." And Cafferty says, "I don't know about wisdom, but you'll get a bit of outrage. We better hope nothing happens to Arlen Specter, the Republican head of the Judiciary Committee, because he might be all that's standing between us and a full-blown dictatorship in this country." He's vowed to question these phone company executives about volunteering to provide the government with my telephone records and yours and tens of millions of other Americans. Shortly after 9/11, AT&T, Verizon, Bell South began providing the super-secret NSA with information on phone calls of millions of our citizens, all part of the war on terror, President Bush says. Why don't you go find Osama bin Laden and seal the country's borders and start inspecting the containers that come into our ports? The president rushed out this morning in the wake of this front-page story in USA Today, and he declared the government's doing nothing wrong and all this is just fine. Is it? Is it legal? Then why did the Justice Department suddenly drop its investigation of the warrantless spying on citizens? Because the NSA said Justice Department lawyers didn't have the necessary security clearance to do the investigation. Read that sentence again. A secret government agency has told our Justice Department that it's not allowed to investigate it. And the Justice Department just says, okay, and drops the whole thing. We are in serious trouble here, boys and girls. Yeah. We're in serious trouble, Jack. You're damn right we are. It's from Dana. Hi, Mike. I know you asked no more research, but for those folks who'd feel safe with Quest's supposed opposition to the Bush regime, here's a tidbit about its CEO, Richard Notebaert. I'm mispronouncing it, but that's the best I can do. Quote, this is from referenceforbusiness.com. During 2003, Notebaert was appointed by President George W. Bush to the National Security Telecommunications Advisory Committee, where he worked to establish standards for new communications technologies and to find ways to secure America's communications networks from sabotage by terrorists. End quote. Dana writes, if that's true, Dana, I don't know if you wrote this or if the Times wrote it. If that's true, the Quest CEO, Notebaert, is part of the team that advises Bush on how to mine the data in the first place. What are the odds he resists participating in a strategy he's allegedly part of? Oh, this is Dana writing. Also of note, and this quote from the New York Times story should be read very carefully because it's a comment by a lawyer for the Quest CEO who was ousted in early 2002. It's all in the past tense. While current representatives refused to comment, here's the quote from the Times. The telecommunications company Quest turned down requests by the National Security Agency for private telephone records because it concluded that doing so would violate federal privacy laws, a lawyer for the telephone company's former chief executive said today. In a statement released this morning, the lawyer said that the former chief executive, Joseph N. Nacio, made the decision after asking whether, quote, a warrant or other legal process had been secured in support of that request, end quote. Mr. Nacio learned that no warrant had been granted and that there was a, quote, disinclination on the part of the authorities to use any legal process, end quote, said the lawyer, Herbert Stern. As a result, the statement said, Mr. Nacio concluded that, quote, the request violated the privacy requirements of the Telecommunications Act, end quote. A Quest spokesman, Robert Tobes, declined to discuss anything to do with security or the statement by Mr. Nacho's lawyer. End of the New York Times quote. So, as Dana points out, everything that was that Quest has said has been in the past tense. The guy who allegedly or supposedly said, no, I'm not going to participate, is not even there any longer. And the current the current CEO, oh, Jesus Christ. The current CEO was appointed by Bush to the National Security Telecommunications Advisory Committee. Can you hear me now? I am so glad it's Friday night. I swear, tomorrow, the frustration we felt in here last night when we just wanted to get on the air and scream and vent, just like you do, and couldn't connect, couldn't do anything. Everything frozen, battered, beaten, disabled. everything in here. Oh, just a coincidence. And to have to sit on that all day today, I think Molly keeps me alive because I go outside and play ball with her. We have a couple of big balls, and we kick them up the driveway to our house. We sit down like in a little valley, the house does. And the driveway that comes down here, you can stand at the base of the foot of that driveway and kick a ball up the driveway, like a soccer ball or whatever, and it rolls up, and stops, and then rolls back down. And it's great fun because Molly, I don't know if Molly understands gravity, but it's a great way to play catch with your kid.
Satellite images of our home are available in Michael Hayden's future office.
Oh, my God. But I'll get out there today. It's a gorgeous day here in Atlanta today, in the Atlanta area. We don't live in Atlanta, but a gorgeous day here in the Atlanta area. And so Molly and I are outside playing while Kathy is here in the studio trying desperately, working with the folks in New York who understand how to clean up the horrible thing that happened. Kathy is on with the engineer, Juan, and she's in here for four hours. And I said, as I said in the message I posted at my website and at Democratic Underground the other night, between the two of us, Kathy has forgotten more about computer technology than I'll ever know. Thank you. It's because we're a generation difference here, she and I. So I get to stay home today and play with the kid and be out in the sunshine. And that's wonderful. You know, it's wonderful, but crowding in on the wonderfulness, you know, I watch this almost 2-year-old kid running after the ball, with her curls bouncing and her little blue jeans on and her little sneakers on and running up and down, squealing and laughing and having a good time and stopping every once in a while to go over to the split rail fence we've got and finding a dandelion or what few violets are left and just kind of, you know, and I just think, well, okay, yeah, keep me sane, Molly. Keep me sane. We'll be right back. This is Air America.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Nice shot! Time out!
Basketball's fun, but I need a cold drink.
My mom's making rich chocolate Ovaltine.
Ovaltine?
Let's go!
I guess the kids will be home soon.
Let's make rich chocolate Ovaltine.
Come on! Sarah's mom's making
rich chocolate Ovaltine.
All right!
My kids love Ovaltine's rich chocolate taste. And I love all those vitamins and minerals that you won't find in Nesquik powder.
Mom, we're back!
Who wants Ovaltine?
We do!
We better make more.
More Ovaltine, please!
Every day, Aleve helps millions of people overcome the pain of arthritis. In recognition of Arthritis Month, Aleve is bringing you one of their stories every day.
I'm Phyllis Ocean, and this is my story. When I was diagnosed, my arthritis was in my knees. I started using Aleve. You don't know how good you feel until the pain is gone.
31 people, 31 stories, 31 days of good news. That's a daily dose.
Aleve works for me.
Watch for a new story each day on national TV and AleveGoodNews.com. Use as directed for minor arthritis pain.
Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser. The president has asked for national television time Monday night to make an address on immigration reform. The Senate is due to resume debate on the issue Monday, and the president is expected to push for his plan that calls for tighter security along the Mexican border while creating a guest worker program. A source in the administration hinted President Bush may talk about diverting National Guard troops to patrol the borders, but it's not known how many or for how long. Pipelines delivering oil through Nigeria in Africa are frequently the target of vandals attempting to tap the lines to steal fuel. Overnight, as hundreds gathered to tap a pipe running just under the sand along a beach, a spark ignited the pipeline breach. The fireball that followed killed as many as 200 people near Lagos, Nigeria. More than 100 heavily scorched corpses were scattered around the immediate area. With public discontent growing over the Iraq war now in its fourth year, President Bush gathered former Secretaries of State and Defense Monday. The meeting included Colin Powell, Madeleine Albright, and Alexander Haig, as well as former Pentagon chiefs for Presidents Clinton, Ford, Reagan, Nixon, and Kennedy. Afterwards, the President said that while there have been differences over why the U.S. is in Iraq, the job now is to achieve our objectives. Democrats continue to criticize the Bush administration for the NSA phone record collections. New York Senator Hillary Clinton says the Republican-controlled Congress needs to step up its oversight duties.
When a Congress is basically abdicating its constitutional responsibilities, as the Republican Congress is today, we don't get answers to anything. They cover up and explain away every single question about this administration.
Senator Clinton says she is deeply disturbed about the NSA program of collecting phone records. However, a Washington Post ABC News poll finds 63% of Americans believe the program is an acceptable method of keeping track of terrorist activity. New Jersey Governor John Corzine has ordered flags to fly at half-staff Saturday in honor of Marine Corps Sergeant Matthew Fenton. The 24-year-old New Jersey native succumbed to his wounds in Maryland last week that he suffered during combat operations in Fallujah. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
you for calling AT&T, where it's always a pleasure to serve you. Now please listen closely as our menu options have changed since your last call. For English, press 1. Para español, marque el número 2 y un agente del INS le asistirá pronto. For billing questions, press 1. To add new features to your account, press 2. For important new information about your privacy rights as an American citizen, press 3. For all other calls, I'm sorry, I did not recognize your response. If you're calling from your home telephone, press 1. Our records indicate that your billing address is
424 Azalea Avenue.
If this is correct, press 1. Thank you for your inquiry. Please choose from the following options to help us better direct your call. Main menu. If you did not vote in the last election, press 0. If you voted for George Bush in the last election, press 1. If you voted for another candidate, press 2. Thank you. Your call will now be routed to our Special Services Department for further assistance. Please hold on through the short series of beeps and someone will be with you shortly. Please do not hang up or change locations during this time as you will only lose your place in line. We appreciate your business and your patience. You may feel a slight vibration through your telephone during this brief connection process. Your selection indicates that you may not have voted for President Bush in the last election. If this is correct, press 1. If this is not correct, please hang up now and carefully unplug your telephone from the wall jack for a minimum of 5 minutes. If you're unsure how to do this, please press 99 and someone from our Inside Wiring Safety Department will assist you. Are you still there? Please press 1 to verify that you did not vote for the current president in the last election. Thank you for verifying your selection. Again, please do not hang up or make any unnecessary moves throughout your home, as this will only delay our ability to help you. Please hold for the next available special services operator to assist you. Thank you for your patience. As a valued customer, AT&T understands your concerns about the probable sharing of your telephone records with government entities who are trying to protect you from undue bodily harm perpetrated by evil terrorists. AT&T is committed to your safety and security, and we respect your privacy rights as defined by the President's interpretation of current law during a time of war. Because you are a concerned citizen and a valued AT&T client, you are eligible to receive a special loyalty gift free of charge. Now please continue to hold so an operator can assist you in receiving this important prize. There's no need to enter your mailing address or phone number as we have this information in our records. Please wait through the silence for further instructions. You will not incur any additional charges while you are on hold. We appreciate your patience. Your expected hold time at Gitmo is approximately
10 years.
AT&T. Your private information delivered.
I love that. I think that's an excellent piece of work, Kathy. Excellent piece of work. It's 10 past the hour. This is Air America, the Molloy program. That's going to be posted at Air America Radio's website, hopefully tomorrow. So you can log on to airamericaradio.com, and it should be somewhere there where you can listen to it again or download it, whatever. One more thing before we go to your phone calls, and that is tomorrow is the Stamp Out Hunger food drive that the letter carriers, the postal employees, put together. And it's very simple. Before you pack it in tonight, put a couple of non-perishable food items in a bag and place it by your mailbox. Or if you live out in the country like we do, put it in. Ours is up on the road, so you have to put it up in the mailbox. If they deliver right to your house, put it on your porch. Your letter carrier will pick it up and deliver it to local food banks in your area. So do that, okay? Just a couple items: soup, canned fish, bottled juice, packaged food like macaroni and cheese, whatever it is. All right, just put something out. I hope you remembered to do this. You got stuff in your pantry, so just grab a couple of items and put out there. We're going to do it. We get home about, what, 1:30 in the morning. I'll take the gun with me tonight when I walk up to the mailbox. I'll take one of them with me.
Because they'll never spot that from the satellite.
No, you know, it's dark out there. And we've got coyotes out there now or something that's trying to eat the neighborhood dogs, which is not a bad idea. All right, 12 past the hour. Let's get to your phone calls, starting with Matt, who is calling in from Madison, Wisconsin. Matt, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. Oh,
hey, Matt.
What inspired me to call was that song. But I just have to, if you don't mind me, there is two main reasons why, of all Air America, yours is the one I go to, because for some reason, some liberals just want to prove themselves wimps. I mean, they sit there, not naming any names, but they sit there arguing with these brain-dead right-wingers who call in, and you just hang up on them right away. Oh, one.
Well, I always give them a chance. I've said many times, any right-winger, any Bush sucker who wants to call this program, if they can sustain a conversation, I'll be happy to chat with them, but they never can.
Right. Oh, and there's one caller I remember. I am just old enough to remember it. This idiot called in saying satanic heavy metal music. Even I know that was dead by 1990. Except for Metallica, all heavy metal was pretty much gone by 1990. But that's beside the point. And also, you don't hesitate to attack the Zionist movement. I mean, and me too. I mean, it's like, I say you can call me an anti-Semite all you want, but I mean, Israel should not be setting our foreign policy, but what, it's interesting about Bush. I mean, all these Bush supporters, what inspired me to call was that song, Proud to Be an American. If I have the information correctly, and Mike, I promise I'll get a computer so I can check this out.
Uh-huh.
If I have my information correctly, that song is not even owned by an American company. I think I heard once that it's owned by a Japanese company, owns the right to that song, which pretty much, well, of course, that happened long before this current Bush numbnut got into office. But I mean, it just shows, well, that's appropriate. And, oh, the big thing is, this is how short people's memories are. Whatever became of that guy, Assam the American, you were talking about?
The which one?
Assam the American.
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, people just totally forget about it. You know, this guy sitting there talking, this guy who was obviously not, Arab, and he's sitting there talking about, I'm going to destroy America, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, well, it's just like in 1984 where everyone.
Oh, the fake video that somebody in the John Poindexter's office put out. Yeah, that, I don't know whatever became of that. I really don't.
And people have already forgotten it.
Oh, well, of course.
Absolutely. I mean, these Bush supporters, well, they don't care.
No, they don't. Matt, I got to move on. Thanks.
Yeah,
I appreciate you checking
in,
pal. Thanks for holding on. Again, don't want to get into this discussion tonight. I don't think Israel sets U.S. foreign policy. I think there are Americans who are American Zionists who operate so often in a detrimental way to the interests of the United States, but in the best interests of the Israeli government. And I do make it, I reserve for myself the right to criticize any government. I don't give a damn if the government says it's mandated by God, which the Israelis don't. The Iranians do. I don't care. As long as it's a political entity or a state and it is conducting itself in a way that I find criticizable, I'll criticize it. Period. End of story. Palestinians, Israelis, Americans, South Koreans, I frankly don't give a damn. So any of you who are poised to send me a "you're an anti-Semite" email, stuff it. We'll be back after the break. I'm Mike Malloy on Air America.
Yeah.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Katie Rodan. Dr. Kathy Fields and I created Proactive Solution because acne is the number one problem we see in our practices. As dermatologists, we treat acne as a physical condition. But what really affected us was seeing the emotional toll acne takes. So maybe you're the one with the breakouts. You shy away from social situations. You avoid being photographed, or you won't leave the house without makeup. So what's preventing you from trying Proactiv? My guess is that you're afraid. You're afraid that it just won't work. Afraid to get your hopes up, only to be disappointed. This time you don't have to worry. We are so confident that Proactiv will work for you that I'm offering you a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Solution.
Just call 1-800-426-0651 and you'll become a believer. Let Proactiv prove it. Call 1-800-426-0651 for your risk-free trial. Call 1-800-426-0651. Call now.
Interest in people reading documents. You're not being denied information you shouldn't see.
It's about about 22 past the hour. Back to the phone call. Cindy is calling from Vancouver, Washington. Cindy, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, Cindy.
I pretty much had wanted to just say something simple. I've been thinking of all sorts of things I want to say, but I still don't know whether it's safe to say it. And that's my point. There are a lot of people I speak with and a lot of people out there I know that want to say what they really think about what's going on, but they're afraid that it can be used against them. Mm-hmm. And I think maybe Air America can do a great service, all of the various disc jockeys, in encouraging maybe some lawyer types or lawyers or somebody in positions of authority to speak to the public courageously about what we can feel free to say. And safely say without fear of retribution.
Well, I think that probably changes moment to moment now with Bush declaring himself the final, not only the final arbiter of what is legal and illegal, but the person who makes the decision at the front end about what is legal and illegal. So if some civil libertarian lawyer from ACLU or whatever said, well, these freedoms are still available, says who?
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Of course, that's true, but then that kind of fear is what's keeping people's mouths shut. However, right now, I think there's some impetus for people to start speaking up because of all the exposure of the spying and so on. I mm-hmm. think people are getting a little courageous. The election is loosening people's tongues. The election is loosening the tongues at KPOJ, too. Mm-hmm. I've noticed more courage in the DJs the last couple of months, the upcoming elections. You know, because people have a hope that there might be a difference made, they get a little more courageous thinking that they might make a difference politically. So I don't feel that there will be any difference made politically. I think even the Democratic Party is part and parcel of what's taking America down. But I think that people, if people do get out and speak out, that's going to be the only thing that makes any real difference in this country, mm-hmm. and the only way an election change would even make a difference is if they see the people are ready and willing to speak out. And I think that, quite frankly, we can all say, if we qualify something by saying, well, in my opinion, I think we should be safe to say anything. Mm-hmm. You guys are safeguarded by being entertainers on the air. Frankly, you can say, well, this is entertainment. You know, you can kind of safeguard yourself that way a little bit. But you still, I know you're still walking a tight rope there. But if we say, in my opinion, can we say, I'd like to say, for instance, but I would really have to be careful still, because what I have to say is a little bit, quite radical. But I hear it from other people, and they have to be sure that you're another poor slob like them before they feel free to say it, even mm-hmm. in a confidential little public discussion.
Okay, Cindy, I understand what you're saying, and I thank you for the comments. I do. Let me just add this, although I do have to move on, but with a phone call. Thanks, Cindy. But let me add this. As far as the fear is concerned, I understand that. I really do. I'm fearful. As far as protection that those of us who have a radio program might enjoy, to some degree that may or may not be true. And I'm not trying to get cute with language here. I don't know how true that is anymore. I do not see myself as an entertainer. I see what Kathy adds to this program as being entertaining, but I don't see this is not entertainment. Rush Limbaugh started that lying song and dance years ago. Oh, I'm just an entertainer. No, you're not, you son of a bitch. You're the chief propagandist for the American Nazi Party. So as far as the fear is concerned, though, yes, you're absolutely right, Cindy. People have got to start speaking out. Wherever it is, PTA meetings, school board meetings, county commission meetings, city council meetings, wherever it is, speaking out. And it does take courage. We've lost that natural inclination, I think, in this country to just raise hell, to get up on a soapbox someplace like they used to do in Bughouse Square in Chicago, just to get up on a soapbox, literally stand up on a soapbox and say, hey, by God, this is what I believe. This is not what I'm going to take anymore. Ridicule has become the most severe weapon. Most of us have an absolute terror of speaking in public, whether it's in front of two people or 2,000. It makes no difference. It seems to be genetic. And the right wing understands this. And I think anyone who does speak out, who does stand up and start talking about an issue, the right wing, whether it's political or some media snake like infest right wing radio, they try to embarrass the person standing there, try to play on that natural fear of public speaking. So you're right. Folks have to overcome it. It has to be done now. It has to. If we don't raise our voices, and I'm talking singly and perhaps as a chorus, if we don't do it, we're going to lose it. I mean, there is no question. Anybody in this country who still does not believe that these sons of bitches are trying to move us to a militaristic totalitarianism, my only answer is, are you crazy?
I turned up.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Whether you have health insurance or not, chances are you don't have dental or vision coverage. But now, with the Optimum Health Discount Card, you and your family can get substantial savings of up to 60% off every time you visit your dentist or eye care professional. Because this is not insurance, everyone is accepted, even if you or your family members have pre-existing conditions. For only $9.95 a month, you, your spouse, and your children are all covered. Your membership includes access to our combined nationwide network of over 75,000 participating dentists and eye care professionals. Call right now and we'll also include for free the RX Saver discount prescription card. The RX Saver is accepted in most pharmacies nationwide and provides savings of up to 60% off most medications. Call our toll-free number now at 1-866-333-3000. That's 1-866-333-3000. Use the Optimum Health discount card risk-free for 30 days and start saving now on all of your dental and vision care needs. Call 1-866-333-3000. Again, 1-866-333-3000.
2 years ago, I had a heart attack, right here in our restaurant. If it weren't for Bayer aspirin and some quick thinking on my son's part, who knows? To me, Bayer's an amazing thing. I mean, just think about it. The same Bayer aspirin my son takes for his backaches and my daughter for headaches helped save my life. Bayer's an important part of this family. Always will be. It truly is a wonder drug.
Genuine Bayer aspirin, working wonders every day. Aspirin taken as directed by a doctor during a suspected heart attack. Use as directed.
Who was the first automaker to introduce factory-installed safety belts and roll stability control? First to introduce emergency trunk releases and offer head and chest side airbags? And who is working on future safety innovations like lane departure warning and blind spot alert systems? It's Ford Motor Company. Ford engineers are working to help protect children, keep families safer, and save lives. Ford, driving American innovation.
We'll be right back.
The Mike Malloy Show. Because each time you listen to right-wing radio, God kills a kitten.
That's a scary song, Comfortably Numb. I realize it has to do with you know, rock and roll and how tough it is being a rock star. But the phrase, Comfortably Numb, we can't let that happen. We just can't. LaShonda is calling from Austin, Texas. LaShonda, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Thank you, Mike. How you doing tonight?
Doing fine. How about you?
Oh, I am just, I don't know, man. I'm having another episode.
Yeah, I hear you.
I'm having another episode. This whole NSA thing. See, I don't really live in Austin. I live like maybe 40, 50 miles outside of Austin in the country. Uh-huh. And right now I'm sitting outside, but I don't see any, but I normally see satellites flying around out here.
Yeah.
But I'm not one of these crazy white people down here to say I see stuff in the sky. I really see satellites.
You really see stuff in the sky. I know.
You know what I mean? And it's crazy. And I'm like, hey, I know I'm not cavorting with terrorists. My conversations normally go me calling my family back in Detroit, hearing them complaining about there's no jobs and, you know, trying to raise money to get my granddaddy hearing aid.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, if you're not going to help, then get the hell off the line.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why are you listening to what other people have to say if you're not going to help?
That's right.
So, I mean, I don't know, man. The dope smoker, you need to stop.
I hear that, too. It's bizarre, LaShonda. I don't know how to deal with this. I really don't. I don't have the framework from my time on the planet, whether it was how I was raised or how I became an adult or how I lived my life. I don't have the framework in which I can operate knowing as I know that, you know, my phone calls are monitored. There's logs taken of who I call. Now, I've always had that suspicion going back 20 years because of the nature of what I do and the people I talk with. But it was always a suspicion. Now it's just an absolute fact. And I always consider myself to be one of 6 or 7 billion. I'm a cipher. I'm nothing. I don't exist. And to think that I don't exist, along with all these other people don't exist, and these sons of bitches monitor who we call and what we do. I don't have the framework to react to this. I don't know what to do. I'm going to have to get back in therapy just to handle this.
Mm-hmm. Make me an appointment when you go.
I'm going to have to go home and see if my insurance covers therapy, covers psychotherapy, because I need to get back in therapy. I need to sit down like Tony Soprano does, I guess, with his therapist and just moan and talk about the ugliness of it all and just hope that I can find a therapist who can say, okay, it's all right, go ahead, vent, get it out. I don't know. Because, you know, you can't do that to your spouse or your adult children or your friends. You can't do it. So it looks like I'm going to have to get back in therapy.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'll tell you about my sessions.
All right, thanks, LaShonda.
Thank you, Mike. Have a good night.
All right, you too. Take care. I spent so much time in therapy. I figured I had it all finally packaged up. Not solved, but packaged up.
Wait until those records are printed electronically everyone can read them.
I know.
Let's all have some, shall we?
I know. I'm just waiting to the day from the records from some of the therapists I've worked with comes out online. Holy jumping Jesus. That's all right. It's either that or become, just limb-eating insane. Ben is calling from Illinois, who's held on. I think you've set a record, Ben, for holding on to get on this program. Thanks for your patience. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mike. Actually, I'm calling from congressional candidate John Lash's office, and while I was on hold, he happened to walk into the door.
Oh, we had him on the air.
Yeah, you guys have had him on the air.
Yeah.
He wanted to talk a lot about how Dennis Hastert has been involved in the wiretapping. If you'd like to speak to him now, I can put him on.
Oh, sure. Put him on. What the hell? Let's do it.
Here you go.
It's John.
Hey, Mike. How are you?
Hey, John. How you doing?
Doing great.
All right. Now, what, the Hastert and wiretapping? You're trying to unseat Hastert and get his seat, right?
Correct.
Okay. How's it going, first of all?
Well, it's going phenomenal. I just got back from, my brother's over in Iraq, and he just is home on leave, and we're out campaigning tonight. He's been talking to voters here in the 14th District about what's going on in Iraq.
What's your website, but, John?
Oh, it's John, J-O-H-N, 06.com. Real simple.
Okay, John06.com. All right, just so people hear that again and hear that again. All right, now, what about Hastert?
Well, no, he's been publicly touting the Bush agenda on this wiretapping thing. In fact, he was just in DeKalb about a month ago at the Lincoln Day dinner saying that we need to continue to wiretap U.S. citizens and that we have the right to do that.
Oh, my God. I can never figure out Hastert. When I lived in Chicago, what I heard was that he was a former high school wrestling coach.
Just kind of a
your typical Republican doofus stumbling around, doing things for his district, raising hell on the general political scene in America. But all of a sudden he's Speaker of the House. You know, obviously he was Tom DeLay's boy. And now that Tom DeLay is gone, because wasn't Hastert Tom DeLay's assistant or something at one point?
He was deputy whip.
Deputy whip, yeah.
And then, of course, you know, DeLay installed him as a speaker. Now that DeLay's gone, Hastert should be the number one priority, national priority.
He's got to go. John, I hope you can pull this off. I mean, this guy has got to go. I hope the people in your district understand how important it is at this point in this country's history to get rid of these Republicans and put some decent people in there. I hope they understand.
Yeah, it's changing out here. You know, I really wish the people at the national scene knew what is going on out here door-to-door and talking to voters of all stripes. America's ready for change. So we're going to be fighting for that change once I get there. I feel real positive about the way our campaign's going, and certainly being on here tonight helps.
Well, you know, thinking about you, about a couple of people we know here in Georgia, Nancy Skinner, who's running in a congressional district in Michigan. You guys have got to do it. You've got to do it. I don't know how you're going to do it. I don't know how you're going to raise the money, but you got to do it. You just have to do it. John, thanks for checking in. John06.com, right?
Thanks so much, Mike.
All right. Take care.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Take care. There are so many candidates out there, real Democrats. You got to find out who they are. I mean, you can't depend on Randy or me or somebody to provide. You've got to find it yourself. You've got to. Honest to God, you've got to. It's not. Oh, let's hope. Now it's down to that point. You've got to do it. Find out who these candidates are. Please support them. Send them money. Right now, send john06.com, send him some money, for God's sake. I don't care, $5, $10, do it. Art is calling from Sacramento. Art, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on. I appreciate your patience.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine.
I'm just like you. I draw my strength from my children. You know, when I start getting a little gloomy and down on, everything, it just seems like... You know, the Republicans keep hitting us, blindsiding us, and, you know, I just have to take a step back and take a look what it's all for, you know?
Yeah, and, well, that's right. I could talk to you all night about the blessing of having a kid. Molly, and I'm sure your kid does it for you or your children, she just takes me out of my own head and into her reality, into her innocence, into her... her love and her hope and just the innocence of watching your kid play with a ball. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. You know, it was a great honor for me to meet you here in Sacramento. Kept bumping into you to the point where I thought, oh, you probably think I'm a stalker or something.
No. Not at all.
But I think what's happening right now is I think they're running scared. I think that their house
the Republicans?
Flies The Republicans. I think they're trying to fill the cracks here. There's something they're hiding, something super secret, you know. And this whole thing reeks of a Watergate type carcass. And you know, I think it's all for purely political gain.
At the midnight Eastern time rebroadcast of Keith Olbermann's program during the break, I was watching at the top of the hour when he had John Dean on. And John Dean said that the Bush administration has left Dick Nixon so far in the dust on all these issues, it almost makes Nixon look innocent.
All right, well, Mike, listen to this. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. You, go ahead. You're done.
Well, this I don't know if you recall in 2000, election night.
Hey, hold the thought right there. 2000 election night, because I got to do a break, and we'll come back and pick it up there. 2000
I'll be here.
Election night. All right. Stay with us. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy.
Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
I'm so glad you got tickets to this concert.
Definitely. This guy's put on a killer show.
Great, let's go.
Wait, let's just deal with the band. Let's get a little stone first. It's crazy strong. Here you go.
This is the moment your guidance can prevent your teen from smoking marijuana. So visit theantidrug.com and learn how to set clear rules about drugs. Parents, the anti-drug. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
Okay, class, let's get back to vocabulary. Who can use the word rich in a sentence? Allison?
I like the rich colors of autumn leaves.
Very good. Kenny?
Rich chocolate Ovaltine rocks!
Okay, Kenny, try another one.
Ovaltine has a rich chocolatey taste. It's rich in nutrition, and it's richer in vitamins and minerals than Nesquik powder.
I get the point, Kenny. You love your Ovaltine, but...
That's rich chocolate Ovaltine, Mrs. McGee.
Got it.
More Ovaltine, please!
Thank you.
about 9:30 before the hour. Thanks to our staff. Before we go back to the phone calls, Zach Marsh and our resident rock star Jason Isaac engineered the program in New York. Dee Neal is our associate producer. She answered your calls. Thanks, Dee. Chris in Minnesota, our senior correspondent, Mark Marshall, our webmaster, Ben Birch, WhiteRoseSociety.org archives the program, and Jim in Arkansas, our music bureau chief. Catherine Bay is the executive producer, and don't forget, Bell South, we never stop lurking for you. Oh, it's working? No, it's lurking. Oh, what the hell. Back to Art in Sacramento. Art, thanks for holding on. Where were we?
We were back at election night, 2000.
Yes. Okay, there we
go. I happen to be at the Democratic headquarters, you know, pulling from my favorite guy. And, it, you know, just as soon as Florida went to the blue, there were some still shots coming up on the screen of Bush and Jeb and, you know, Daddy Bush on phones. And who they were calling is what I would like to know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would bet bottom dollar Daddy kept his CIA ties. Jeb was probably calling some Florida thugs, and Bush was on, W was on the phone with Diebold. You know, and I bet you that if there's somebody who can get in, I mean, is there anyone out there who can access this kind of info? And, you know, I think if we could just pull a card from this stack of lies, this house of lies, I think it's going to start tumbling down.
I would hope, and if you or I had constructed a house of cards of lies like this, yeah, they would come tumbling down. But we're dealing with a family here and an organization here that that is intergenerational. It has accumulated massive power, massive control, not necessarily political power, but corporate power. And
well, they definitely got the jump on us here. You know, yeah. This is going to be a fight for the intellectual. Arlen Specter sounded like he was sent to dig his own grave there. And like you said, you know, we got to clear out the deadwood. I was listening to one of your previous shows, and we have somebody here who's running against Feinstein, who's just a great candidate. She was there at the forum. Her name is Colleen Fernald.
Oh yeah,
and,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah, did you get to talk with her?
I did extensively. She's running against Feinstein, as you point out. We're hoping to have her on the program. She even gave me a T-shirt.
Oh, cool.
Right.
Cool. But you know, I think it's just a matter of getting the info. I mean, would a person be considered a leaker or a patriot if they were to give us this type of information that would take us down this different road here? You know, and would 63% of the people really still support this thing if they knew that, you know, when Bush says that you know, all they're doing is collecting numbers, what he's really saying is they're doing a lot more than that. I mean, he's got a pattern here.
Mm-hmm.
And am I the only one that sees it? I mean, this is crazy.
No.
He says one thing, and it means 100 times worse than that.
That's right. That's right.
No, so what's going on?
You're not the only one that sees it. It's just trying to combine and compact the voices, the strength of the people who see what's going on here and focus it and get rid of these people.
I mean, landlines, they were on landlines, and why the still shots? They didn't want us to hear what they were saying, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's just so obvious. And, you know, if they can go back 5 years or however many years they've gone back here, they can go back 6 years, you know, and those would be some phone numbers I would be interested to get my hands on, archive or whatever, just to you know, put that to rest.
Yeah. I hear you.
Nothing
Art,
else.
Art, thanks for checking in. I appreciate everything you had to say. Take care, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Jake from Arcata, California, is checking in. Jake, welcome to the program. We only have about a minute and a half, pal.
Hey, Mike, how's it going?
It's going.
You know, first of all, you know, George Bush is a lying sack of fascist crap, and any Republican who's stupid enough to actually believe anything Bush has to say at this point, forget about him. I mean, they actually believe their own propaganda. They think that this illegal, warrantless wiretapping program that they have on the American citizens, tens of millions of innocent Americans that the government has no probable cause to go after, they think that's going to go over well with the American public. There was a little poll that ABC did last night, was a flash poll. And think about this, okay? You have most people who will never answer a political poll, but you have a few compliant people who will.
Mm-hmm.
And I know this because I used to do polling. And let me tell you, when you have someone calling who you do not know who they are, and they're asking you, do you approve of wiretapping? Most people who are going to answer that poll will say, yeah, sure, because they don't want to get in trouble. So that poll, the results are worthless in the first place. And they're trying to go on that saying, yeah, the people support it. Hell no, the people don't support this crap. Bush and Cheney should be impeached. They're a bunch of idiots. And Michael Hayden, you know, he thinks the Fourth Amendment, probable cause, is not a part of it. Michael Hayden is a moron, and he should go down because probable cause is the whole point behind the Fourth Amendment, Mike.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. I hear you. All right, Jake, thanks. I appreciate you checking in. I appreciate the vent. Julie is calling from Australia. Julie, welcome to the program. We only have about a minute, dear heart. I'm sorry it took so long to get to you.
No. Hi, Mike. I have never ever phoned in on any other radio show before, but I listen to Air America all the time, and I sent you an email out a year ago because your Molly and my little Jonathan grandson are about the same age, and it just got to me tonight about how the kids are what keeps us going. And gosh, I've got a daughter who lives in California who's having her first baby in July, and I'm coming over there for a month, and maybe I'm going to come back. And I've had a green card before because I've had an ex-American husband. And look, I can't talk to you all in a minute. It's just, we're just appalled at what's happening over here. We, you know, bloody Howard, who's just a clone of Bush, is coming over there this week, God knows what for. And there's so many Australians that are just like all your Democrats, you know, that are so appalled at what's happening and, you know, and what can we do?
Julie, I hear you loud and clear. We are just out of time. I'm sorry. I didn't notice your phone call here. Please call again. We'll talk again. I'll give you more time. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Julie. I do appreciate it. We've just got to bail. Thanks for participating in the program tonight. However you did that. Excuse me, God. However you did that and all week, I do appreciate it. Have a great weekend, Kevin Kenny, wherever you are. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Avacor. Now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with the first application.
I'm 20 years old and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Avacor and my hair stopped falling out. It's working.
Well, I'm 72 years old, and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Avacor really works.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Avacor works. An Avacor Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now and find out how you can get 3 months of Avacor free with your order. Call 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420. This is a limited time offer, so call right now. 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420.